Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans, who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices, and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense, action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts, cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center, Wind River Resort and Casino.
So meatloaf.
Oh, yeah. Hey, last night we had on Rob. Oh, Burke. My God.
Robert Burke.
Yeah, thank you, Robert Burke. And this kid is just an aficionado when it comes to movies. I mean, literally, can just, he's
a movie
protege.
Critic. He's a movie
and
critic.
And he's 15. But he started doing, like, three. I mean, it's like a concert pianist. Just, what? he was amazing talking about movies. It just moved me. I want to go see it. I made a list of all these other things. But
I love movies.
Oh, my God.
But
he just went on.
The kid's seen 96 movies.
No, he excuse me. I'm going to correct you.
Okay.
He has critiqued 99 movies this last year.
No. Oh, my gosh.
And
wow.
A News Cafe. That means that means twice a week.
Wow.
And, I mean, indies, documentaries, you name it. It's not just, you know, it's not blockbusters necessarily, but he was fabulous.
Wow. We're here with Gary Hayward, and we're talking about, you know, we had Costco on, you know, last few weeks. And, it's, you know, because they've started getting a lot of pushback, as you know. Where are you all at on moving forward with this? I know that you said, you know, that there's a lot of things, so many moving parts and all that, but
right.
But where are you all?
So where we left off this last year was there's a process that you go through for your land to go into trust, because it's considered fee land, which is basically like any other land where, you know, it has a certain status. Basically, the government takes it into trust for the tribe. And then that's how we have the status we have as a reservation. That's when you hear there's a reservation, it's usually in trust status. That's mm-hmm. an yeah. actual red. So we were in the process where it was in the queue, and then it went from being in the queue to supposedly being on someone's desk.
Oh, okay.
But I've heard that before. On the interior side.
Yeah, he's got the pen in his hand.
and we were working hand in hand with the city's traffic guys. And then at some point, everything just kind of stopped. And I was even curious. So when you told me you guys met with them this last week or this week, Was it last week?
What, you mean for
the Costco guy?
Oh, no, it was like 2 weeks ago, okay. two or 3 weeks ago, probably about the time that they really started pushing the counter Costco people started standing up.
Well, based on everything that I went through with the traffic guys from the city, Russ Wyndham was a guy that spoke on your show.
And he came by. Yeah, we hear from the opposing and then the pro. And Wyndham is the traffic guy. This guy is the guru.
He knows it. Like the kid you're talking about that knows the movies, Russ knows traffic like that. It's almost weird. He can make traffic sound kind of fun. And I like
that.
How does somebody make traffic fun?
Yeah.
Russ can do it, right?
And so he says, oh, yeah, I have these little models that move around. I'd like to see that.
He does. It's crazy. He helped us back with our first expansion.
Uh-huh.
There was no intersection where there is one now.
Oh, yeah.
And we got that approved.
Wow.
With his help. And I'm telling you what, it's crazy when you get into that stuff, how many different things we wouldn't know has to happen.
The increments. It's like making a movie again. The increments of behind the scenes, every little detail that needs to be cleared through some kind of.
And then there's ownership by all these different entities, and then they get all control-y about it. Anyways, long story short, I'm telling you, the plan that they put together will make that better. It will make it better once it's all done. You know, the roundabouts and the crisscrossing diamond or whatever they call it. All that will make it better up there. I travel through that area, and it's terrible. But that has to happen, I think, irregardless of what developments go there to make it better. But it will make it better.
Okay.
So I don't know what these people are talking. I think there's just a lot of people that just don't want things in that area, period. They don't want development in the area.
Well, we do have a friend who came on that said, who's been a very prominent figure and is a prominent figure in our city, in our county. Hi there.
Shannonville.
Shannonville. Shannonville. She's great. Yeah.
She came in, waved, and
she wrote a little note.
Wrote something down and then left.
Anyway, he said, literally, when the development happens, he said, you know, we're all for it because we want progress. We don't want to lose this tax base that's going to come in to Anderson or anywhere else. That literally is going to go right up to his backyard. He said,
literally,
it'll be our backyard, but we want progress. But he said, we would be assured that there will be still a line of trees.
Right.
So they're not going to be like spitting on the pavement right behind our house.
They've backed off. They moved the lights so that it's not shining into their yards or anything. So he feels like they're willing to work with them. Anyway, but then it never came up. It didn't really come up about you all moving down the road from that. And during the whole conversation, it was just about Costco. But you can see that there, you know, that, well, if, you know, Costco, they haven't studied this right. Well, Russ Wyndham said, we have looked at every aspect. And then there's crosswalks across around each one of the major arteries coming into that big roundabout.
Right.
And that's, you know, that was a question. Well, you got crosswalks there. And he goes, well, there's crosswalks everywhere. And he says, we haven't, you know, they have those, you talk about huge crosswalks in Europe that people seem to get across there without getting hurt. And he says, what we have found is that people are driving so much slower because of the roundabouts that even if somebody does get hit, the injuries are a lot less because everybody has slowed down dramatically.
Well, and you have less head-ons. You have less you know, T-bones. What happens is if they do hit, they're kind of scraping each other.
Yeah.
Type deal.
Which is why you see so many scraped cars in Europe,
right?
especially in Rome and Naples. Naples was a land of scraped cars. Okay,
crazy.
It's called the diverging diamond. I was at the
exotic.
Oh yeah,
it looks weird, but they've got them all over now, and apparently they work really well.
Yeah. Well, no, they work everywhere in the world.
It goes over to. Yeah. To
what's the roundabout that they have at Shasta View?
There's a little one out there.
That's a little one.
But there's a big one in Anderson.
Right.
That works really well because I go through that one a lot.
That's the one right off the freeway, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where the outlets are.
Yeah. Well, now, and
Shasta Gas Propane is right across the bridge there.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing they're talking about is 18-wheelers, concrete trucks, and everything coming around this roundabout. And that was one of the things that Mr. Dunlap brought up and Mr. Wyndham addressed. No. Well, we've taken that into account. We've done this. We've done that. So. It's going to be interesting.
And we were already in the process of trying to come up with what's the fair share it's going to be. Because we wanted to make sure this was going to happen. even if it meant we had to get involved in that to make it happen before we get down there, and then it just kind of stopped. So I'm looking forward to our next meeting with those guys.
Yeah, because, you know, what also one of the things that we learned was that the ones that are building, you know, the ones that are putting in the projects, the development, only pay about 20% of the fees on this. And I said, really? And because the rest of it comes out of traffic, the traffic fees that people pay. And I said, well, they haven't paid, they're only paying 20% of the $4 million, so they're paying, you know, like $1 million of it, whatever. Where does the other three come from? Well, it comes from the traffic fees that the city has. What happens is as the city gets the traffic fees, they put it where they want to. And then as the next one comes in and pays for pays for it like that. I was kind of interested to hear that and how it's done.
Yeah, we were at a good place, and then just a lot of different political things happened at once.
It was political,
you know,
the whole thing.
And to be honest with you guys, and I want all the listeners to hear it. At some point, depending on what our status of our property is, we're going to have to grow again. We're at that point. So if I have to, I will grow right where I'm at. If I have to.
Right.
But the long-term goal is still I-5 because that's where we need to go. But at some point, if that doesn't move, that's something I'm discussing with our leadership as we speak. This is going to be the topic of discussion the first quarter is here's the deal. Here's the numbers. Here's where we're at.
And you're matched where you are.
They have to let me know where are we at really in this government process.
Right,
and
right.
Then I can say, okay, well, this is what it's going to do over this period of time. So mm-hmm. need to pull the trigger. And the great thing is we already have a project down there that was approved back in 2010
mm-hmm.
that went through the whole process, the environmental stuff, everything.
In that same area?
That I had already designed.
Wow.
Yeah, it just goes up.
Yeah, I was going to say either go up or go out.
Up and around.
Right.
Oh, you mean where you are right now?
Well, you have room.
Where I am now.
You have room.
Because at some point...
Underground.
Yeah. And we go back and people say, well, why does it have to... You know, to me, if it's a... I know I got to take a break. The people that are spending the money, the people that own the business, pretty much have a right to say where they want to have it. And if it meets all the regulations and it's approved by the government, then you know what? Then it happens. When you start saying, well, no, they can't do that, you might as well say, well, no, well, then you... And by the way, you can't make more than this much money. Of course, I'm about there with the pharmaceutical company.
But we're going to have to take a break here.
Right? Okay.
And coming up, please stay with us all morning, Gary. We have so much more to discuss with you. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by...
Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down to their newest branch at 1845 California Street and find out how they're moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com, Cornerstone Community Bank.
And coming up, we have Joe Rodolo. So hang in there, Casey and our 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
If I could turn back time.
What would you do, baby?
I'd spend more time with you.
That was smart.
Well said. I am in a room full of men right now. You can see their tongue and their cheek.
7:36 in the morning. It's 39 degrees. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. What's the weather look like?
Okay, we have partly sunny with a high of 52 today. Now, through the weekend, tonight, Saturday night, Sunday night, rain. Well, it's talking about 90%, you know, showers on Monday night likely. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated out there in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. They are, talk about great people in the community. 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business, has been in this business for well over a quarter century. He believes in one thing, and that's protecting your family, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. He's not going to waste your time. If you can't fix it, if it looks like it'd be in a bad spot, they'll just tell you. He guarantees his work for life. You can't do any better than this. Give him a call at 241-8373 or head on down to 3208 South Market Street. He does RVs. He does the large RVs, small cars. He does it all. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. So Linda and I are here, of course, with Gary Hayward, Wind River aficionado and the leader of the of the Development Corporation over there. Joe Rodola is here, too, but let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, it is a good morning. I've got three questions for Gary. The first two are pretty much yes or no. Gary, is the Garden Hilton Inn going to be included in the reservation?
No, it's not. It's okay, it's great. A separate application with the government.
I understand that. I was just curious. Now, I've talked to a lot of people that are concerned about the traffic, and they tell me that they think that Wind River will probably take a road down to Smith Road, create a road, and use that as an interchange. Is that a possibility, or has it even been discussed?
That would have triggered if we had a retail component that we also had in the development, but we took that out because when we talked to the city, we had on the Costco project, and it was our least profitable part of the development. We decided to take that out until we could get the Smith Road access as an option. There's a lot of things that need to happen before we can make that Smith Road exchange happen. So we took our retail component out and are focusing on that. Yes.
Future.
Yeah, we definitely have that, you know, in some planning that we're doing.
Okay, now here's my last comment. I got a hold of the sheriff logs for the last year and a half, and Wind River has averaged 42 calls for service a month. And it was all kinds of crimes and disturbances going on down there. My concern is all that's going to move over to this side of town, and along with the impaired drivers. And
right.
The homelessness that hangs around down there, I emailed the Crime Watch down in that area, and they thought that the casino contributed to the transient population that was ransacking their neighborhoods.
Okay.
What do you got to say about that?
That
buddy?
Part I don't necessarily agree with. Our average customer base a day is 2,600 people. That's average. On the weekend, we do over 4,000 people a day. And for 42 calls, you know, in a month, that's nothing. We take care of our own policing. We control the transient population. And I'll tell you what, the transient population was already there. I lived on the reservation from the age of 10 and all the way through high school, and I'm in my early 50s.
Real early.
With your Arctic
and I'll
beautiful
tell you what,
hair.
When I saw the transient population increase, the worst has been the last 10 years. And I think that they come there because they have a great place to stay down at Clear Creek. We tried to approach the BLM to take that property over and manage it so that we could remove that element. The biggest element of homeless people are up off Canyon, which are on an entirely different piece of property. And they've been there for a long time.
Well, you know, I know that you do your own policing down there, and I imagine the last thing you want to do is call the sheriff for some help.
Right.
So I imagine there's a lot more that goes on down there. Me having grown up around in the Redding area, I'm well aware that the casino and Walmart are the first place they go looking for stolen cars. In fact, I believe that the guy that shot the Anderson police dog in the ear here last week, I think that started right there at Wind River. But and the Tweakers, that's a wonderful place for the Tweakers to hang out. That being said, what about the inebriated drivers that leave your facility? I know that DUIs went up on Clear Creek Road.
Oh. Well, okay. I can address that.
That was the last question because we've got another
guest.
We have a guest.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Thanks
yeah.
for letting me on. I appreciate it.
We have a safe driver. We take people home. So if somebody leaves our facility that they chose to do that, we have a program that we every day we take people home. It's part of our transportation program. And it's one of the only ones in Reading that I know of.
Okay, but those are good questions, Nick. Thanks
all
a lot.
Questions.
Yeah, thank you.
You know
thank
what?
You.
We need to have questions like that, and you go right to the guy that's
right.
in charge so he can talk to you about it.
You have
it,
the answers
as
right
opposed
there.
To hearing things like every year five people get a $250,000 bonus.
I appreciate the questions.
Yeah.
I really do.
And Nick's always
you.
Got good questions. Thanks,
yeah.
Nick.
Thank you.
Hey, by the way, okay, now we're here also with Joe Rodola, who is the Small Business Development Center. Plus, he's also got another – he's got another his own company on debt reduction, which is very interesting. Now, but we've got some really good news for people that needed some help with the...
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
The car fire.
Yes, exactly, Carl. Thank you very much. Yeah, just a quick update on the car fire mitigation from SBA and the loans available. Our first clients that we assisted in getting those applied for are getting them.
Nice.
And what's cool about it is that, you know, they told us, well, it's going to be good terms, right? Well, what's a good term?
2%.
Right? Yeah, exactly. You know, is it real? Is what I was really getting
because
to,
I've heard them use that term, 2.8%.
Yeah. So the fixed rates are available and they're coming out in the low threes right now, 3% range. Fixed rates, but the terms are what got me.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my clients have gotten the ability to go 12 months no payments, if they wish.
Wow.
First 12 months after they receive the funds.
The interest rolls over, though, right?
Right. They continue to charge.
Right.
And they'll go long-term depending upon cash flow of the business to help them recover. In this particular case, the client got it's under $10,000 and had a 14-year payback. I looked at it and went, whoa.
Is it too late for that?
It is not. That's the good news. Okay. You can apply for these mitigation loans till May 19th, I believe, is the actual cutoff date. I will verify that, but it's mid-May. The other good news is that SBA brought back their mobile unit, and they are at library, public library, downtown Reading, today and tomorrow again. And they have their live mobile computers. You have questions about your application. You don't know what's going on. Go down there and check it out. They're going to be there. So neat that they're back. They came back with a campfire, but it's all the same. Car fire, campfire, we're all in a disaster mode.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. It's 7:45 in the morning. It's 39 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Dignity Health Connected Living. If those are 60 or older who have loved one, that is, Dignity Health Connected Living is offering Active Choices, which is a free six-month program to help seniors lead active and independent lives so that they can stay engaged and connected with their family, friends, and community. For more information, call 226-3054. So it's a great program, and they're doing a lot of things to help people with diabetes and get them back out walking and get you on. Because the more active you are, 30 minutes a day will keep you alive. No matter what else you do, 30 minutes a day of walking will keep you alive longer. We'll be right back with Gary Hayward, of course, co-hosting with Linda and myself, and then Joe Wardola talking a bit more about the campfire and other things like that. And, of course, the continued expansion of Wind River and the new casino idea. Congressman Doug LaMalfa is supposed to come on today at 8:05. I say he's supposed. His people say he is, and he's really good at it. But, you know, I just saw where Nancy Pelosi said that they're having lynchings of Republicans out in the quadrangle out there. So I don't know if he's in a room and they're around, surrounded themselves, and they're just fighting, you know, and he's standing up and
he's
saying,
he's going to call you with a noose around his neck.
He says, for those who want to stay with me, cross this line, you know. So we'll be right back after these messages.
A gypsy wind is blowing warm tonight. The sky is starlit and the time is right. And still you're telling me you have to go. Before you leave, there's something you should know. Yeah, something you should know, babe. Seen you smiling in the summer sun. I've seen your long hair flying when you run. I've made my mind up that it's meant to be. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil. The choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot and Gary Hayward as our guest co-host. 39 degrees out there, 7:50 in the morning. It's going up to like 54 today. It's going to be kind of a nice day because, but stand by. Stand by.
That was Lady Gaga from A Star Is Born.
Oh.
Okay, I'm just telling you, lead in music.
I needed to do
and
that.
So she's saying, I'm all alone. You don't have to be all alone if you've got jewels, because your jewels will always be your girlfriends and your boyfriends. Go to Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, and find your new bauble friends today.
Hey, we're here with Joe Rodola here from the Small Business Development Corporation, or Commission, or City, or Community, or Kaka. I'm sorry. The
Radio Gaga.
All of them work.
Radio. What is that?
Radio Gaga.
That's what I meant. Okay. Hey, Joe, fill us in on some of the great things that are happening, because I should say not great things, but the result of these horrible fires has resulted in that actually FEMA doing what it's supposed to do. FEMA's had so many emergencies in the last 4 years. And fires here in California, they've really got their act together, would you say?
Yeah, I'd say that there's definitely been an improvement in process. It's one of those unfortunate things. What is it? Practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
And since there have been, as you mentioned, so many between hurricanes and tornadoes and floods and now our fires, they've had a lot of practice. So
yeah.
It's actually working and working well. And this SBA fire mitigation program for loss of income, that one has been amazing. So big successes, especially in the recreational area.
It's not too late to sign up for that, is that?
No, it is not. We have till May to apply, so you have plenty of time.
Can you explain what this is when you talk about mitigation for people that have lost business because of the fires?
Right. You may not have lost anything to the actual physical damage of the fire, but you may have lost a lot of clients.
And let's just think of this. Think of Lake Shasta. Think of the think of the rentals. Think of the houseboats. Think of all those things that, you know, that fire started in July, and August is usually a huge month for them, and what that did.
Big, big month.
So if they wanted to, they could apply for this SBA,
it's called economic impact loan.
Okay.
That technical term they use. But basically it means you didn't make enough money that you normally would make in that August to September month frame, time frame. Whether you're, like you say, the houseboat people, the caverns, the people that have the dinner crews on the lake, anybody, guides on the river, all of them were affected.
Oh, yeah, yes.
That makes their year, I'm sure.
The trout guides, the fishing guides just got hammered.
Trinity and Sacramento River both got hit hard. So
they come in, and but they bring in last year's or the year before's statements, and then last year's, and they need that to get a loan.
Exactly the case. They want to get information from the tax returns in 17, the information at least through December now, because it's too soon to get probably annual figures this early, but at least through December of what you've made in 18. They do a comparison. SBA does.
Mm-hmm.
They also take into consideration your cash flow, and then they'll say, all right, here's what we're going to offer you. And they can actually do a presentation offer, dollar amount, rate, terms, timing, the whole bit. And you can say yes or no. It's your choice.
That's great.
It's a free shot. That's why I've been telling everybody to apply, because it's a free shot.
Right. And what's the rate?
3.6 is the latest rate.
That's the 3.6.
Fixed rate.
Fixed rate. And you can take it out for longer than...
They'll term it out depending upon your cash flow. Like I say, the one that I was referring to had a 14-year payback on an under $10,000 balance. It made the payment under $50 a month. If you need to, you can always pay it back early. Obviously, no prepayment.
Yeah.
But it sure helps if you're in a bind. You know, a lot of people still haven't recovered economically from this fire.
You know, Gary, you know, y'all are in the kind of the center of stuff out there, and y'all evacuated.
Yeah, we closed down for 48 hours.
Closed down. They didn't hit it didn't hit the property though.
Well,
so.
I know, but I had business interruption insurance coverage, so I'm exercising that.
A lot of people I talk to have that too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's an interesting thing to bring up right now. I think it's a wonderful. Maybe a lot of people don't know about it.
Right.
Very true.
And it's something we've always had because the cash flow, the tribe relies on that. 90% of the tribe's budget comes from what is generated there.
Wow.
So the government is, we fund our government. 90% of our government is funded by that, by the proceeds.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really important, especially when you're, that time of the month was it's really our busiest time. It was over a weekend period. So it was really it wasn't a good thing. And I'm just really glad that we had that coverage. And the coverage really doesn't cost that much when you look at what you get from it.
Sure. And just think if the fire had hit you.
Right. And it was scary because it was all the way around us. We were evacuated on the north, the west, and the south side.
Wow.
All the way around us. Completely evacuated. And I'm the one that I said, and our employees were being, if everybody's being affected, it was horrible. And I had to say, hey, we're closing down. And what was really great was my council supported me 3 days later. I didn't call them. I had to make the decision.
Well, you know, you couldn't get it because it was one of those times.
It's a snap decision. Yeah.
So what else is going on with this, Joe? We got about 3 minutes left.
Well, again, this is the time for New Year's resolution. So you're right. We've been talking about the possibilities of maybe wanting to lose a little weight, spend more time with your family, and get your credit in shape. So now's the time to make that check. Mm-hmm. So Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting, which is my small business, be happy to help you out with those situations. Get your budget set up, figure out a plan to pay off those cards, get your score up so you can be in a much better position to borrow money in 2019.
Okay.
I got a couple kids to send your way. Not my kids, but
everybody knows somebody.
He takes people that are having credit problems and all that, and you straighten that kind of stuff up, because sometimes you get credit problems. You've already solved those already, but they're still harming you.
Exactly.
So you've just got to have an expert get in there.
And just set a plan. Some people are overwhelmed, and I've already experienced my normal first of the year phone calls going up from people wanting to do just that.
get a handle on it now, not wait.
What's your phone number there, Joe, and how do they get a hold of you?
The easiest way is by calling me at my business cell phone number, 530-941-3021, and we'll set an appointment.
Can people find you online?
Yes. JRDebtConsult.com.
All right.
And also, if you have questions about the your business and the Small Business Association and how
exactly.
they can help
you. We cover both things. I use that same phone number for both the SBDC, Small Business Assistance, and the credit situation as well for helping them get out of debt.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks a lot there, Joe, for
coming on
in today. It was some good news. You know, because most people don't realize is, oh, the fire's over. Oh, gosh, I really feel for those people that lost their homes and all this. I mean, you really do. But you don't think about the businesses that – and if that business is – if people don't come to that business, that means they don't come to other businesses like gas stations and food stores and motels and all those other things that go with it. I mean, the ripple effect of a fire this huge, Wind River shuts down and all the impact that has on people. And if they hadn't had the insurance –
Our staff, they make a lot of their revenue comes from tips.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we covered their tips for those days that they weren't there.
Yeah.
We went ahead and did their average, and we gave them their tips and their hourly wage for those days as well.
That's incredible.
To make sure they were,
weren't
interrupted.
I like to hear that because, it encourages people that you take care of your own. You really do.
Okay. Hey, it's 7:29 and 30 seconds. It's 39 degrees out there. Congressman Doug LaMoff will be with us after 8 o'clock, after 8:05. He should be calling in. I can't wait to hear what he says about this new Congress and a few other questions we have for him. So, everybody, we're going to stay with us. We're going to have the news right now, and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street is surging. Following this morning's release of the December employment report, the Labor Department says employers added 312,000 jobs last month. PNC Financial Chief Economist Gus Fauché says it bodes well for the economy this year.
Given the fact that consumers are in good shape, that businesses are in good shape, I think that the U.S. economy will continue to expand, and that I think by the middle of this year, this will become the longest expansion in U.S. economic history.
The unemployment rate edged higher to 3.9% because more people have started looking for work. President Trump and top lawmakers from both parties about to meet again at the White House, another bid to end the partial government shutdown.
This morning's meeting in the Situation Room comes after the new House Democratic majority passed legislation to end the shutdown without giving the president money he wants for his border wall. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says he's not backing down.
The president's been willing to negotiate from the beginning, but he's not going to put our national security and the safety of the American people at risk.
But there are signs of GOP unease. Some senators up for re-election next year say it's time to end the dispute and fund the government. Their leader, though, says the House-passed bills are non-starters unless the president backs them. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Police in Texas releasing a composite sketch of a suspect in the fatal drive-by shooting of a 7-year-old girl in the Houston area.
Our focus is focusing on right now identifying who this individual is, who this coward is, identifying this truck as soon as possible, and we're also working on every other lead we could develop, including previous cases.
Harris County, Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, gunman fired from his pickup into the car carrying the victim and her family. Wall Street, the Dow is up 610 points, gain of more than 2.5%. The NASDAQ, 222 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story. My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Israel and the U.S. at odds over Iran's presence in Syria. Media Line's Felice Friedson.
One day after Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu left a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Pompeo euphoric, believing that he had granted 7 out of 8 requests and American assurances that it is U.S. policy to block Iranian aggression in the Middle East, President Trump shocked Israeli officials announcing the United States will not intervene in Iranian activity in Syria. The president's exclamation that Iranians can do what they want there is a total negation of what Jerusalem had believed was America's commitment Syria will not become an Iranian satellite. A senior Israeli source said they're shocked in Jerusalem that President Trump simply doesn't understand and that it's unfortunate he isn't paying attention to the intelligence services. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. A decorated Navy SEAL being arraigned today in California faces charges in the death of an ISIS detainee in Iraq in 2017.
Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher is accused of fatally stabbing a teenaged prisoner in his care and posing with the corpse during a reenlistment ceremony. He's also accused of shooting at unarmed civilians during his 8th deployment. This case stands out because of the seriousness of the allegations and the fact that the prosecution's case involves testimony from fellow SEALs, usually a very tight-knit group. Gallagher's attorney says his client is being falsely accused by disgruntled SEALs who wanted to get rid of a demanding platoon leader. I'm Jackie Quinn.
China wasting no time getting down to business on the far side of the moon, where its Jade Rabbit 2 rover has now driven off its lander's ramp onto the lunar surface. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. You're in the middle of downtown Reading. 805 and 30
epicenter.
Seconds.
Epicenter.
The epicenter of change right here in our new studios. 805 and 36 seconds. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Compassion, care, and community. That's what Shasta Regional Medical Center is about. What's the weather look like
Quick
today?
Quick update on the weather. Partly sunny today with our highs of 52, lows of 39. Saturday calls for rain with our high 57 and our lows of 39. And Sunday, high 59, low of 41. Do we have an update on what the weather is at this moment?
It's 40 degrees.
40 degrees, okay.
Wow, it's warming
up. Monday calls for showers and just rain and showers throughout the rest of the weekend. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793. And now we go to another business owner celebrating 25 years of owning, I consider, our gym of choice. And that's Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance. Good morning, Joe. Our fitness tip of the week.
Good morning, guys. Yeah. Well, it's good to hear you guys. And before I give the nutrition super rules, I wanted to just give a shout-out that we are going to be at the Health Expo at the Convention Center, space number 28, this Saturday and Sunday. So your listeners should be sure to come by and see us. We've got to have show specials and lots of swag to give away.
Ooh, swag.
Swag. We like swag.
Swag.
Swag. Did you hear about the guy that... Okay, never mind. Swag. We like... Okay, Joe, what's the nutrition tips for the year?
The nutrition super rule. So last week I mentioned a high-impact strategy would be to get on a structured program. That can be menacing, but I'm not going to get into what types, what programs to follow. But no matter what program you follow, there's two super rules that I think apply just about any time. And number one is to eat slowly. So you basically just sit down, chew your food, savor your food, taste your food.
Like Europeans.
Yeah, and take about 15 minutes would be probably, you know, in the ballpark, and just eat slow. That is actually critical. And then nutrition super rule number two, which you cannot do if you're not following number one, is to just stop eating when you're 80% full. We have, you know, hunger mechanisms that, you know, will tell you when you're full, but if you're eating too fast, you'll eat right past that point. You won't even know when you get there. So, you know, so just stop when you're, no matter if you got food on your plate or not, just when you start to feel, you know, pretty satisfied, just stop eating right at that point. And, you know, after a week or two or a month, you'll kind of know how much food to put on your plate, so forth. But those two rules, if you get overwhelmed by all the other diets and programs that are out there, you can always just fall back to those, and they'll get you a long ways towards getting leaner and healthier.
You know, I like the idea of the fact that when you're eating, you're thinking about what you're eating. And a lot of times we just shove stuff in our mouths, like, you know, we've run late in business, so we're running to like a, you know, quick, and we're just, you know, just like my blood sugar. So think about what you're eating, which you'll go slower because you're thinking about what's in it, how it's made, what the product
yes.
is. And then the
Absolutely.
Second thing is true is that some of us have grown up with this mindset that we feel guilty if we don't eat everything on our plate. You know, it's the old, like, people are, you know, are dying in Africa, you know, the guilt from the parents thing.
Exactly.
Or somebody. So, but my thing is the same thing, Joe, is that you're not doing yourself, your spirit, or your body justice if you're, you know, completely cramming that food all the way and filling yourself up. Then it's not, you're not doing anybody any service.
Oh, and then you're actually miserable for the next hour, you know. And so just, it's surprising how little food that we actually need when it comes right down to it, what we can actually get away with. And, you know, a lot of times Kathy and I, when we go out to eat, that's when people tend to overeat. We'll
mm-hmm.
split meals, and we still take home food.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, just stop at that 80% full mark.
I like the splitting of the meals. Thank you, Joe, and Adamson's Peak Performance, located on C Street with their brand-new big building that they've, and you just keep on evolving. You will see Carl and I in there soon.
You will, because that is my... It's not a resolution.
I don't like
it's
that
my
word.
My gift to me is 2 hours a day that I'm starting this year after this
awesome.
Week. After this week. It starts on Monday. So 2 hours a day
All
is
right.
mine. So I
Thanks,
just
Joe.
tell people to get ready because I'm coming in Monday because I want to have the full enchilada.
Yeah.
Okay, except I don't want an enchilada. I want
we'll
a protein
be ready for you.
I want a protein bar. Okay. All right.
All
Thanks a lot,
got
Joe.
Got it. All right,
hey, we're here with Gary Hayward, our co-host today that has to put up with this stuff. And usually it's just me and the co-host, but Linda says, who's your co-host? Gary Hayward, I'm coming in.
Anyway, I'm
well, wait
so
a minute.
Glad.
That kind of like, well, I guess then we're all co-hosts now.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we've been talking about a number of things. The Carmona's fire last night, okay? Or this, yeah, late last night.
2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock in the morning. And they were talking to Mr. Carmona and said that they knew this woman. She's a homeless woman. And they'd seen her and they talked to the police. But it's one of those things that how many times can you, you know, call on somebody? Well, at some point she was looking through the trash and she decided to start a fire because mm-hmm. it was cold last night. And she said, it went from the fence to the building. Luckily, they got it out before there was a lot of damage. But she was arrested for... Not for arson, because she wasn't trying to burn down that, but for, you know, something to do with fires. And as he says she's probably back on the streets now.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. And but here's the thing is, excuse me, we're going to put cough buttons in here, too, and, as we're walking along. So as that happens, I can just push that, and you can't hear me sneeze. There's one right down there.
Right here, we have a little black button.
That's the first one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is happening as we go. When you see things like that happening, it's 33 degrees out there. There's people out there in the streets. So I'm hit from two different ways here. There's mm-hmm. people. It's 33 degrees out there.
Right.
You know, and we have is are there? You know, there's room at the shelter at the Good News Rescue Mission. But how many of them avail themselves of that?
Right.
And if you just spend, if you're just there for sleeping and eating, you don't have to go through all the church and the religious side that people, you know, oh gosh, I don't want to do that. You can do that for up to 30 days. So I just hate to think that there's people out there that are starting fires, especially that can lead to damage to themselves, but also to properties.
Oh yeah, we see that down at, by the bridge quite a bit. You know, what we had to do is clean everything out. We did it ourselves on public property, not our property, because we couldn't wait for it to happen.
Yeah. Well, that's what you did was, and you mentioned this before, is on the other side of the road there, that's BLM land.
Mm-hmm.
And you offered to, hey, look, we'll clean that land for you up. We'll clean it for you. We'll take care of it for you.
We'll secure it.
For free.
Yeah.
And BLM won't do that. They won't.
No, they have some plan. Their plan is to basically own the whole Clear Creek corridor, which is, that's fine. But we actually want to partner with them.
Yeah.
Not to get anything. Well, part of it was because we wanted to get rid of the element. But it's not just us. It's the people that live on the other side over there that have to deal with it. It's like what Nick was saying.
Ask Chris what that's like.
Yeah. You know, the people that live up off a canyon there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that element all comes together. And it's a constant thing for our guys. Instead of our guys focusing on the service to the guest, they're focusing on keeping these people off our property.
And stealing things.
And stealing, trying to break into cars. That was very prevalent at the beginning of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep them pretty much now at the line.
Okay, yeah, your security
the bikes,
guys.
They told you if their bikes, they're not allowed. If they leave, if a bike is left, we take it and we cut it up and throw it away. I know that sounds terrible.
No, it doesn't.
But they quit doing it. But now they're putting them across the street and chaining them up to signs and stuff, public signs.
And then they come across.
Like across 273.
So do you, can you, if you could fix this, really, what is, how can we fix this problem?
I think, Linda, honestly, I think the only way to really fix this is if the leaders in this community from all different facets sat down and got real.
Got real.
And said, let's get real with this issue.
Right.
And everybody gets honest and talks about what are the different ways that we could potentially. Someone's got a good idea out there. Someone's got an idea that might work. But right now, we're all doing this. Everybody's mm-hmm. pointing fingers at each mm-hmm. other. That's not my issue. That's not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a budget for that. Well, we might be able to find a budget if we all got
right.
together. And the community would probably endorse something like that.
I think they would. I think they would. So
everybody's tired of it. That's all I hear about still.
Right. Well, you know, the call that you had earlier, about, and you gave some statistics I thought were interesting. 2,600 people come through Wind River doors a week.
And that's, yeah, that's average. And then
average.
Weekends, it's almost double.
So I wonder.
So 2,600 a week?
A day.
A day. That's
oh,
what
a day.
I thought.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
a day. Okay.
When she
so
said a week, I said, no, I don't
so
think that's
So let's think
right.
about the mall. I wonder what the numbers are with the mall.
Oh, it's got to be two times that. I mean,
well,
three times
at least three or four
three
times.
Or four, yeah, it's got to be huge.
Okay, so when you think of, and so somebody was giving you statistics about how many calls per month. I got protective for a minute because I thought, what would it be at the mall? People are having their cars stolen and broken into constantly at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear about that.
No.
They're just going to attack the casino.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, I see what Nick's saying is that there's 42 calls a month. Well, that's a little bit over one a day, considering. But you kind of put it into perspective about how many people are there.
Right.
And let's just face it. Okay, bad guys and girls go to places where they can where their chances of being caught by dropping off a car are less because you have so much traffic coming through there. So they can just come in, park the car, and just walk out, or have somebody pick them up, or whatever they do with the cars. Because a lot of these are just like these are like Ubers for them. They just steal a car, drive it around to wherever they want to go, and just drop it off.
Well, and what's great is because we've gotten really good with working with law enforcement on that, and because of the coverage we have, when law enforcement comes now, CHP primarily right. looking for a stolen car, we find it for them like that. We help them find it like that. And then we assist with the whole process.
Yeah, especially if you have photos of the, because you've got cameras everywhere up there.
490.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about that too.
And hey, I don't mind telling them. There might be more, but. Yeah. But it's not a place to come do things. You're going to get in trouble.
Okay, we're here with
just remember
Gary
that.
Hayward, who is, of course, the general
manager.
You're
in
manager,
the mood. Don't be doing something in that car. Somebody's going
to
watch.
He's the general manager. Leave it to my bride.
Okay, yeah, we're
just
going to
take
the
break.
Today,
yeah, we're just going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, short-term, long-term, it's Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Surgeries or just long-term care. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Her people are trained, background checked. Everybody's insured. Everybody knows what they're doing, and she takes care of the people that she works with and with her customers because she believes in it. Home Helpers. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:18 in the morning. It's 39 degrees out there.
Against your skin so brown, and I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight with a billion stars all around.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152. Or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Paint Marts have been locally owned and operated since 1967, proudly serving our community for over 50 years with the ultimate service, prices, and quality in paints, stains, wall coverings, automotive finishes, and project planners. Please visit us at Paint Marts located at 2330 Larkspur Lane off Hilltop. That's two doors down from Lee's Honda. And happy holidays to our military, both veterans and active duty during this joyous season.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Friday. Oh my gosh, we're in January. It's the first Friday of January. So happy to be here live on the air in our new studios. And as we grow through the first part of 2019, this portion of the show is brought to you by
State Farm Insurance. Jeff Avery, 1822 Bonaventura Boulevard over there. His phone number is 243-4600, your local State Farm agent since 1986. Office primarily focuses on life, home, business, and auto insurance, and they've been in the business a collective of like 50 years with all the people in there. And they are available 24/7 because Jeff believes that life doesn't just happen between 9 and 5. That's Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent. We're here with Gary Hayward, who is not just the general manager of Wind River Casino and Resort, which is important, but he also heads up the Redding Rancheria Economic Development
Corporation.
Yeah. They're kind of your EDC over there.
Yes.
And you know what? And does it ever bother you, Gary? I've never asked you this before. Does it ever bother you that people seem to think that, that you're overreaching? There's a tribe, you know, they're overreaching, you know, this happened 100 years ago, and they said, look at them, now they're taking land on along the I-5. I mean, does that ever, you hear that.
It's kind of interesting. Rarely do I run into somebody that's kind of, I'm going to say this, that ignorant.
Yeah.
Generally, they're misinformed about what we can and can't do and what we do.
Right.
And when I really explain to them, if you guys really think about it, we're buying back land that was once the tribe's land a long time ago, and we're not complaining about it. We're just doing it because we can, and there are things we want to do for this community. I want to see this community grow. I don't want my grandkids to leave. I don't want my kid, you know, my kids are fortunately here. They work with me. I want this to be a place where everybody's kids have opportunities. That's something I would love to see because growing up, I mean, there wasn't a lot. I went in the military to go see things. Get out of here.
Because the opportunity in Redding wasn't here.
And when the opportunity arose to come back, which was my grandpa's goal from the get-go for what mm-hmm. happened down there, I jumped on it. And so I'm kind of – that's my focus.
Because you did well in the Air Force. And, I mean, you could have gone and made that a career, and I mean, easily for you, except for the fact that you'd have been working for people not as smart as you. But coming back here, and this is something that I loved to talk about, is how much Rancheria has done for our community, continues to do for our community. Everybody talks, they do this. They just, you know, talking about other organizations. Well, when you add up the millions of dollars, the thousands of jobs, the things that you all support, and you support veterans. My gosh, you all support veterans, schools, kids.
Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of really cool developments. There's the one in Shasta Lake City. It'll be out soon, the more details. I'm getting approval next week for the architect, so I'll have some pretty pictures so I can start showing everybody what's going to happen out
there. We're talking about the motel out there in the city of Shasta Lake.
That's progressing. It's going really well. We're working with the city and their planning department, and they've been fantastic. It's pretty cool. And then we've got some other properties that we're looking at developing as well. And as everybody knows, the I-5 piece, that's still in the picture. We've had a lot of really cool stuff going on, and it's exciting for me because I'm at a point where that's kind of my focus now. I was telling you, Linda, this morning, I'm not in the day to day as much. I miss it a little bit sometimes, but I feel like I got a really good team to handle that stuff.
Right.
So I can focus on the other.
Okay. You've reached the path. Okay, you're no longer the tactician, and the tactician is one that fights the battles. You're the strategist that set up the board to allow the people to get things done. Right. You're giving them the goal. You're giving them this. You're providing them the assets it takes to get things done. Because
right.
So now you're beyond the, as you would be if you, you know, you rise up in any company like that or any type of organization, be it the military or civilians. You've reached that point where you're sitting up there setting the strategy on how we're going to make this work.
Right.
Okay, I just got something in from somebody about Wind River. Carl, can Gary mention if Wind River will continue with the Wednesday night comedy? I brought an elder with a memory dementia there a few weeks ago, and it was a great time. It's free, short stand-up. He liked having a different outing, smoke-free. I mean, it's just the whole thing. It was very positive, everything they're saying. And to have a beverage, different characters, just sharing so people do not just focus on the real, you know, on real problem parts.
We're committed. Our business plan this year commits every Wednesday this year for Comedy Night.
So that's great.
It's still there for the whole year. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, but see, it's something like you don't even think about.
Right.
How people
that was
there.
Nice to have our chat pack, somebody putting in something like that. Because
yeah, I don't know who it is. It's anonymous.
Well, but that's a trickle-down effect about how that was a positive thing that affected somebody having a wonderful night, maybe even actually bringing back some memory.
Right.
Okay, now let's just talk about another night that we were there. And Ted Leidy and Lisa Leidy, you and I, and I can't remember what the event was, but we were there, but it wasn't in the we just went out there for dinner.
Yeah, it was Lisa's birthday.
It was Lisa's birthday.
We
went there for dinner,
lobster.
And then we'd like to, you know, we gamble afterwards.
Steak and lobster.
Well, during the kind of the break of gambling, we walked into the event center, and it was wrestling night.
Oh,
Lighty
there,
night
man.
Became part of the show. I mean, we couldn't help it. You know, it was great. We were going,
picture.
Yeah!
Picture
I mean,
sign.
I thought really that we were going to be asked to leave or be asked to wrestle.
Absolutely.
One of those nights.
Rikishi and them there.
Oh, from, yeah. That was...
Yeah.
We have our photos.
Funny.
You know, you go with Lighty. You just got to figure you're going to be part of this. And we got our pictures. Hey, everybody's got their arms around us, and we're all looking, you know.
That's awesome.
It was, but I said, how much to get in here? I go, this doesn't cost anything.
I'll be back next month.
Will they? Okay, well, maybe we'll have to get a couple of wrestlers on, because these people have other jobs, but they are so funny. And one of them's a former Marine that was wrestling out there. So it was kind of cool. Anyway, but there's just getting into other things that that the Redding Rancheria brings us. I mean, we're just talking about, you know, some funny things there, but it does have a trickle-down effect.
Mm-hmm.
It does have an effect on our community. And by the way, I just heard from Congressman LaMoffa's aide that he's going to be calling. He was stuck in making votes, so he's trying to get out of that and come in and talk to us.
Oh, good.
Because I can't wait to hear what he says about the new Congress. We may even have to extend past the 9 o'clock hour.
we're
here with Gary Hayward, our co-host today, and talking about the things, the plans moving forward. Because if we in Redding don't start, if we don't move forward, you die.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I think we're a microcosm right here of going out into the FM, spreading out, taking that risk, thinking that's going to, okay. It's going to push us forward. It's going to give us an opportunity to grow.
You guys are going to do great with it.
Well, you know what? We hope so, but the community has supported us. This is our 10th year. Starting our 10th.
That's
yeah, we're in our
sweet.
10th year now.
Yeah, we
starting
feel
our 10th year.
Blessed.
Wow.
And I look down the street, and I look at K2. I look at behind us where they pulled down the old police station and mm-hmm. those other things. So it's parking, but it's going to be another event center there. And then the another activity area there. Then the parking garage is going to go. And build up there with a mixed-use building and parking. And you just have to look around this whole – and then that county courthouse mm-hmm. being built, Costco, and then you guys. I mean, my goodness, this is the time to be a heavy equipment operator.
Oh, big time.
Oh, yeah. This is the time to do that. And also I want to spring my idea of having Carl's Coffee at various locations in the casino. Okay, we'll be right back.
That's a great idea.
After these messages. I know I bring these things up and then he just looks at me. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. You talk about a party place. This is it, River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living place. It's like a mini cruise ship for people, you know, our seniors there. They have gourmet chefs. They have a full-time activity director. They get it on over there. See what they can do by coming over and having lunch and talking to the people at River Commons Senior Living. 238-5981 is the number, or they are at 301 Hartnell Avenue. We'll be right back with Gary Hayward and hopefully the congressman calling in a couple minutes.
Waiting for the break of day. Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people. Real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460, 8:33 in the morning. It's 40 degrees out there, going up to 55 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And on the line is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. I'm sorry, sir, that we did not know that you were on waiting.
Hey, buddy.
Well, I know you got to make a few bucks. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Doug.
Okay. And Gary Hayward is with us, of course, general manager out there at Wind River and head of their Economic Development Corporation out there. Congressman LaMalfa, and we've been chit-chatting and giggling about this for almost an hour and a half. What's it like being back in the House of Representatives right now?
Chuckling about it? What are you chuckling
well,
about?
Well, you know, the things that we're reading about the new Democrats saying in front of people, like impeach the And of course, you know, Nancy Pelosi being in charge.
Yeah, we got our picture with her yesterday for the ceremonial swearing in photograph you do every year, every session, you know. So I don't want people to be freaked out by that anymore. Once that picture gets around. So,
well, you know what you got, sometimes you have to make nice with the other side in order to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I spent 8 years in the state legislature, you know, well in the minority there. So if you do want to try and accomplish anything for your district or your state or your country, you got to figure out where's the low hanging fruit, where's the common ground, and take those, you know, limited wins that you can. You know, we were able to run a lot faster and a lot harder with the Republican majority in the House towards the things that I've always espoused. But, you know, it's going to be a lot more difficult now. So I think, you know, we still have a friend in the White House, so we have a majority in the Senate, even though they don't do anything over there. Sorry that said that out loud, didn't I? Anyway.
We all say that out loud.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the deal is over there, you know, Mitch wakes up every day and he can't figure out. And he doesn't see a way to make 51 or 53 now equal 60, okay? And that's the math. Senate rules are 60 votes for most things, so procedurally. So
it
really comes down to, you know, the minority party can obstruct in the Senate very effectively on things moving. Over here in the House, the most vast majority of things take only simple majorities, so whoever's in power can move their bills. So go ahead.
Well, do you think it looks like they've passed a bill to get, you know, the funding bill, but it has no money in there for the wall. And Trump has already said, hey, unless there's money in there for the wall, I'm vetoing it. And McConnell's already said, I'm not even bringing
Mitch
it up.
Mitch warmed him.
Yeah.
Mitch warmed him, too.
Yeah.
So we're not going to pass something that is, or take up something that is symbolic that way. So you know, the Dems agreed to at least $1.3 billion a while back, and these many of these same Dems have speeches out there, you can see, with Schumer and Hillary and many of the others that have shown that, yes, a porous border is a bad thing for our country, but the politics for them has somehow changed for some reason to be like, well, I guess whether they look at it as recruiting more votes or whatever their political purpose is, it certainly isn't the first need of the country that's being being weighed there, from what I, from my opinion.
You know, I don't understand, you know, with the shutdown, do you think, you know, they're saying that now it's not, the, of course, the longest shutdown, but Trump seems to like he's dug in. Seems like he's ready to go for a few months if he has to. Do you think that'll happen?
Well, he's also offers a bit of an olive branch. Like, look, we can talk about DACA. We can talk about other things in the whole package here. And he, indeed, when about a year ago, when it was the Schumer shutdown, as we called it, he had offered, like, look, we'll do a DACA thing along with this other important reform on immigration, on asylum, on a so-called lottery system for who's going to come in the country, not based on any kind of merit, but just from randomness, you know? So he gave a bigger DACA number than what they had even been asking for. You know, it made me a little like, geez, that's a pretty big number there. But
yeah, he added like 300,000
to it.
What
happens.
Yeah, he added like 300,000 to the number, you know, for DACA.
Or maybe a little more than that.
Yeah.
Let's just roll with here, see what happens. Well, guess what? The Dems, they got their bluff called, and they blinked on that. You haven't heard a lot of DACA. I mean, basically, the last Schumer shutdown, whatever month that was based on us not doing a standalone DACA bill. And we'd be foolish to do that on only because, you know, unfortunately, the way it works around here, you got to have some leverage on one thing to get another thing. And what we want to get is much better, much more predictable border security. So we don't have that yet.
Are you hearing anything, Doug, that there is going to be any movement, though, in the near future with the shutdown? One way, like, moving forward? I mean,
you know, the chief of staff is a neat approaching the other side on it here, but, you know, the Dems got themselves painted pretty tight in the corner and saying no wall, no nothing.
Right.
And so I don't know right at this moment right now how that impasse is broken. But, you know, Mrs. Pelosi, part of the speculation is that she didn't want to do any kind of legislation that would upset her ascendancy to the speakership. And she had about, I don't know, 15 Dems yesterday did not vote for her speakership. So it became a rather close call for that. Now that's, you know, secure, at least for now. And so maybe she can be in a space where she can come back to the table a little more so. But, you know, it's worked pretty well for them with the distortions by the media that every shutdown is a Republican-faulted shutdown. It doesn't matter if it's a Republican president or a Democrat president, Republican Congress or Democrat Congress, whatever Congress, whichever House, whichever segment has a Republican leading it, then they blame that part for the shutdown. So that's the disingenuousness of the media coverage of it. So,
well, that's been going on for 2 years. But
more than that.
Well, that's true. That's true. It has.
Clinton shutdowns and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Well, I was thinking about the real media attacks that have been going on for 3 years now.
Definitely at a level and a pace the last 2 years. It's just breathtaking how much they've just pretty much abandoned the basic principles of
journalism,
neutrality, and journalism.
Yeah.
To me, it's like it's just blatantly out there. Not everything, obviously, but
so many things. When you can call
the Big East media and even some local newspapers, you know, they bring editors and stuff from out of the area, from, you know, Bay Area sources like that, it's coming in. I'm having a harder time with some more print media that way. So, yeah.
There are bipartisan things, though, that it seems like that could be brought in. I'm thinking of two different things. getting arms around the pharmaceutical companies and the cost of their medicines, and two, the infrastructure bills. What do you hear about the first one, the pharmaceuticals? You know, President Trump is going after them. Will the Congress back him?
Well, on pharmaceuticals, you have to really stand back and take a long look of how do they get where they are. You know, I mean, if we want to have the research and development of you know, the amazing drugs that we have that, you know, do certain things for heart medicines or blood pressure or whatever they all do, you know, then someone has to do the research and have the confidence that they can make a living at it, you know. So it's easy to vilify large companies of any sort, you know, whether it's an electric utility or a pharmaceutical or anything else. A lot of the average public out there just says, oh, they're just full of greed, just trying to make profit and all that. So that's a kind of a tiresome argument to me, because if somebody was out there innovating anything, you wouldn't have anything. And so they say, well, price controls are going to be the answer. You know, we'll just make them as cheap as they are in Europe or Canada or whatever. Well, if they're not making a living back when it takes $1.5 billion worth of research for the one out of four drugs that actually do come to market, you know, then no one's going to do any research. We're just going to go with what we have. And that starts looking like third world medicine to me. So, so vilifying these groups just carte blanche, I think, is irresponsible.
What about the idea of the advertising that the pharmaceutical companies are spending a lot of money on, and many, many people?
I hate that. I do hate that. I'll give you that right now. I don't know why they need to advertise on TV. I guess there's the First Amendment aspect to it. But, you know, we all see those ads, especially if you're trying to watch the news. Every ad is either a pharmaceutical ad or a lawyer company telling you how to sue the pharmaceutical company when you're watching the news, right?
Right.
Tiresome. So I think I would like to see it reeled back, you know, because these ads, they take like 90 seconds of them yammering about, you know, don't take this drug if you have this symptom. Tell your doctor, ask your doctor. Like, you know what? I'm going to ask my doctor anyway because it's a prescription. I don't need a TV ad telling me to use this stuff.
Well, it's
really silly. So I would find, you know, because they have, it's about 10 seconds about what the drug does and about 90 seconds about all the ways it's going to kill you or how you shouldn't take it. The doctor will tell me that. If you want to do a 30-second ad about how great your drug is, but you shouldn't have to do, you know, a minute or 90 seconds worth of disclaimer for the lawyer stuff because you're afraid you're going to get sued because somebody saw an ad on TV and you took the drug wrong. Well, the doctor tells you that. The doctor provides a prescription. So, yeah, I get that. I do get that.
Okay.
But if we're going to vilify them in this country, no, that's not going to happen. This research will not happen in a price-controlled country okay? You won't get it.
Mike, my question wasn't on the, you know, vilification of that. It was the fact that, and we got to take a break here, and we got people on the line. But my question was, is because we had an insurance people on yesterday, and they said that, like, the Medicare has said, you know, they've got a deal with pharmaceutical companies that they're going to pay them 6% above, you know, above cost. Well, then, but there's nothing in there to tell them what the cost is, so they've raised the prices on it. So that's the kind of thing I was wondering about. And if Canada can. Is Canada being shortchanged because they've got a top of how much they'll pay for pharmaceuticals? Or is it that we pick up the slack?
Be sure they're getting the same exact formulation as we're getting here. Are they getting some kind of a cheaper made one or whatever, you know, that is allowed under their version of FDA? But, again, if a country like that has price controls, no research is going to get done there. And if the U.S. joins everyone else with price control stuff, then they're probably not going to do the research and lab work for the next amazing drug. So,
I agree.
Whoa, Lamal, he's just in the pocket of the big corporate guys making money, and they're giving him campaign donations. That's the usual crap I get for making an argument like that, but that's not the case at all. I want us to be able to innovate and have the best stuff in the world coming from here, and have the free enterprise to do it. And so what we can do on the lower cost of bringing drugs to markets, you know, and not have the FDA with maybe such crazy regulations on taking 15 years to do it. We did pass a bill this past year, you know, the right to try. You know, so if they have experimental things out there that are ready to move from the lab because they think, hey, this is pretty viable. We don't know yet. There's people out there willing to be part of those trials that say, you know what, I'm terminal anyway. Why don't I learn? Maybe you can save my life, and if it isn't me, then you might save the next one by doing these trials on people, on research. And so what is wrong with that? You know, some might see that as a moral dilemma or whatever, but those maybe are folks that don't like to have any medical intervention anyhow. I'm not sure, but why don't we have a wide open, go ahead.
No, I think I saw that bill, and I thought that was a great idea, that sometimes it takes us so long, why not give people a chance to maybe be saved on something, especially when you see it happening in other countries. They've got some of these. Hey, Congressman, we have to take a quick break. I'm going to cut it to like a minute and a half, and we got somebody on the line, and we'll be right back after this message.
Okay,
thanks.
Okay.
Holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Just a small town girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Shortest break you've ever heard. We have Congressman Doug Lamoff on the line. Congressman, welcome back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Ron, are you on the line? Hello, Ron?
You've gotten quieter there. Good morning.
Ron?
Yes?
Do you have a question for the congressman?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
There, I hear you better now.
Okay, we got you. Okay. What's the question?
Okay. the reason I'm calling Mr. Lamoff is there's some people... Are veterans? I mean, they're veterans.
I'm not hearing a question at all, so you'll have to relay that.
Okay.
Left over from the Obama administration, and I think that they were improperly put in prison. I think Mr. Obama is probably, he wants to be political correct, but he's not military correct. And I've heard different stories about some of these guys. One of the stories where I heard it was...
Not hearing anything.
I'll get it.
Louis Gohmert, and I'm not sure if he's a congressman or senator, but anyhow, he was on the front lines of freedom, which is
it's on our station here.
Jenny Gillum.
Yeah, what's the question, O'Ron?
Anyhow, I would like to know if you have a chance to ever talk to President Trump, and who could review that case.
Okay, I know the case you're talking about, and I will relay the congressman couldn't hear you. So thanks a lot, Ron. I will ask him this. Congressman, the question was there's a soldier that had been convicted of murder because he killed an IED planter, a builder. He went to prison. President Trump is taking a look at this case. It was happening during combat, and he wanted to know if you could also intercede on something like this.
We'd be glad to. From what I know of the case, which isn't a lot, if this happened in a true combat situation and it wasn't some kind of, you know...
No, it wasn't a contractor going
out. Outside of that, then the soldier should be able to do as he's trained, as they see fit in the situation, as frequently what their orders are. And, you know, I'm sure there's some kind of circumstance in the issue that I don't know. I don't understand how we'd get to that, but we certainly can't be spooking our military personnel or our police, for that matter, too, not being able to respond in the way that their job normally would require. And we have that, again, if the military is going to be handcuffed like that or a cop's on the street because, you know, we have political correctness at the law enforcement level, then we're in big trouble. So I'd love them to have the have them pass that information to my rating office there.
You know what? I'll tell you.
We're sure we're all on the same page in that, okay?
Yeah, I'll talk to Aaron.
I know about it.
About
it shouldn't be that way. Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay. We've got about 8 minutes left. I asked you about the bipartisan infrastructure. What did you hear on that? Infrastructure for America.
Let me backtrack to the health insurance and that whole debate.
Oh, okay.
Now, you've heard about the court case where
yes.
the present form of the Affordable Care Act has been thrown out by a judge.
Right.
You know, here we have a judge, right? But at least it's on our side, right? So thrown out Obamacare as it is. It no longer has the tax element into it that was the whole premise. The Supreme Court kept it in place. Tax part's out. The mandate is out.
Right.
So he declared it unconstitutional. So we're going to have to go through a couple more levels of court to have it be settled. But if that holds to the Supremes, then it'll be that. We'll be basically back at a blank sheet, you know, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
But so that should be an opportunity for Democrats and Republicans to be at the table and say, all right, you lost yours, and we never really got much of ours passed because we couldn't get through the Senate. What can we find common ground on? Pre-existing conditions. Republicans are for doing a remedy on pre-existing conditions. We just don't get any credit for it or much ink about it. But we had plans for that and under our American Healthcare Act. So maybe we can find them. Because at the end of the day, it's the constituents that are being hurt by not having a clear path on health insurance. So that's one part of it.
Is this something that I know, Doug, that you reach out. But is this something the Republicans are looking at as being able to, and you've talked, because you've got friends that are Democrats, too. Is this something y'all are talking
about?
It's
not completely brickbat. Well, it's going to take the force of a court finishing it up, because the Dems are going to hold on to every scrap of Obamacare until the last minute. It's a legacy issue for many of them and for President Obama. So until the court finishes tossing it and we're back at truly more or less, you know, square one, then at that point it's like, okay, guys and gals, Dems and Reaps, House and Senate, we need to do something here. Let's find the common ground because we have a divided government. Dem-controlled House, Republican-controlled Senate, and a White House who, you know, If you sit with him, he'll work with you. You know, I mean, you know, yeah, people, oh, they don't believe that. He's just this or that. But no, he will negotiate. He does negotiate from strength, but he is willing to talk to people. So, I don't know why we can't hammer out a pre-existing condition portion of it, but also do things that cause the health insurance to at least rest and come back the other direction. The ACA failed miserably on that for average families who've seen their premiums on insurance triple and quadruple and the deductibles with it and less choices. So, I mean, okay, it's done completely opposite of what it's advertised as. It's not personal for me. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, if it had worked, like, well, hats off to you. But the whole concept from the beginning said this can't work. So let's solve it for American people. But it's going to take, I think, a complete failure and the court tossing it out before we get to that point for, you know, to come to us and say, okay, I guess we got nothing now, let's go do it. So there's that. Coming back to infrastructure, yes, the infrastructure has been something that in the past here, before we were so divided, a lot of bipartisan agreements and get together on that. So it's been something that we can work with. Everybody wants a new project for the district.
You call me honey? Did you call me honey?
Are you ordering something, honey? I'll take a latte.
No,
I'm a double chai.
Actually, I'm in the lounge here with a slice of pizza by the Dunkin' Donuts counter here.
Oh,
so
boy.
I saw some friends pass through here. So.
Wait a minute. A congressman is a human? Come on. Stop it.
No, some folks that come work with me on some stuff, so they thought of me. So.
I hope that wasn't a sexist comment there, buddy.
You know, I'm from the old school, but I don't take it that way. It's just being nice. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Same here, buddy.
You know, but yeah, we're not going to give that up, okay?
Nope.
You know, there's two genders. I mean, the whole deal. Okay?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're not going to get any argument from us on that. Okay. Anyway, you know what? We were talking infrastructure.
Yes. So in the past, I've been pretty bipartisan on that. You know, sometimes there's a battle we're paying for it. We need to raise the tax. Like, well, first, how about you guys get a little more efficient with the dollars you already have? That back and forth. It's like, well, we're going to do more urban transit, or we can build more highways. Or we're going to do things like high-speed rail, or we're going to do things that are, you know, I mean, there's that. But pretty soon, you find there's ways to compromise. You give them a little urban transit and a lot of highway, or, you know. So I think we should kill high-speed rail in California, but that doesn't mean the one in Texas can't work, which has a lot of private funding already coming forward for it.
Yeah.
You know, if they want it, someone wants to pay for it, it looks like it pencils, great, go do it. It doesn't pencil for us. So can we overcome that right in this atmosphere? I hope the Dems are kind of happy now since they do control the House and, you know, Speaker Pelosi's up there preening and all that. And they're just having a press conference right now. They're going to talk all their gun control measures and this and that and the other. So, you know, it's up to us to be the loyal opposition towards the things I was elected and sent here to do that I told people I would stand for. And, you know, gun control certainly isn't one of those, but infrastructure would be. You know, we need more water storage. We need levee repairs. We need highway repairs. We need, airport upgrades, all that stuff that normal people use.
Well, I hope that both sides can really get together and say, hey, you know what, in between these other things, we're just going to fight and draw knives on each other. We've got things that we can actually work on, and one of them would be the medical. The other is the infrastructure. The other one is keeping, you know, when you talk to them, and we've only got like 1 minute for this answer, when you talk to your opposition over there, and I know you have friends on the other side, when you talk about...
Well, I try not to call it opposition when it's not during election season.
Okay,
you know?
Okay.
It's different
your
opinions.
Friends.
And I am part of a bipartisan working group
that would
typically meet on Wednesday mornings. We find common ground. So,
good.
You know, there's more of that
good.
Than is going to meet. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it would be, do they believe that the border should be secure?
That's the really weird thing. I don't know anymore what they believe on that. You know, they'll say, well, we have other, you know, a wall is the 14th century.
Well, I'm not even talking about a wall.
21st
just,
century problem.
Yeah,
you know? So whatever.
Just to use the word secure.
Yeah. Well, they'll say border security, but then it becomes pretty, foggy at that point is what that means. You know, does that mean more personnel? Does it mean drones? They don't really get down to those specifics. To me, an effective fence is the first. Simplest way to control 90% of the flow and make it difficult for those to breach that, and which makes the jobs of those people patrolling it much simpler than rather than trying to have, enough guards there interlocking hands trying to keep the next wave out, you know, so.
Well, we always appreciate your call, Congressman LaMalfa. It's always great to hear you, and we do have to wrap up the show here. Thank you so much for your monthly Friday call. We really appreciate it, especially
people,
with your totally busy schedule.
And people do.
Oh, it's all
people
right. You know, I'm glad
this.
To be on with you here, and hope to see you in Shasta County one of these okay. crab feeds coming up soon.
All right. Yeah. Happy New Year. We'll be at all of them.